¿Buscas las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's? ¡Estás justo a tiempo! Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. ¿Estás pensando ya en poner luces navideñas? Aprovecha ahorros de hasta 50% en escaleras selectas. Precios de Black Friday sin las filas de Black Friday. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta el 11-19, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
When you hear our business editor Joe Lynham on the radio from 6:30 on, it's normally covering markets and the latest business stories. It's bright and early, but this morning Joe is with us not to talk business, but something rather different. You may have noticed that Joe was absent from our airwaves for a few weeks. He's back now, and he's here to tell that story. Joe Lynham, good morning and welcome.
Thank you, Pat.
And you were at work doing your business as usual when what happened?
Yeah, I had just come off air at 20 past seven on the News Talk Breakfast, and I had real chest pains, and I thought it was gastro. I thought it was heart.
Had you had pains like in the weeks prior to this?
Yeah, I've been kind of guzzling Gaviscon. I said, oh, this gastro is a pain in the neck. And just the pain became quite intense. And my wife ordered me, I called her up, and she ordered me to go straight to the doctor or to the hospital. And as I was walking out the door, which I don't normally do, I normally like to finish my shift, typical sure. male thing. Kira Kelly, who was a doctor, said, go straight to the Beacon. Don't go any to the doctor or anything else. Go straight to the Beacon. And that decision, I think, saved my life.
Tell us what happened then when you arrived at the Beacon. I mean, you've got chest pain. Yeah. Any other pain?
No, just chest pain, extreme chest pain, a real kind of hard chest pain in the center of the heart, in the center of the chest. And the emergency unit there doesn't open until 9:45, so I had to wait around for about 45 minutes, and I was in a bad way, actually. My wife had never seen me like this, and as industrious as she is, she just grabbed a wheelchair, put me in it, and wheeled me up to the second floor. I told them I had chest pains. I didn't think I was having a heart attack. I thought it was just extreme gastro. They initially gave me paracetamol, and I said, that's not going to touch the walls on this, this yeah. issue. And the ECG didn't find anything. The ECG said, it looks okay. Now, these are nurses. These aren't cardiologists. And it wasn't until I did a blood test a few hours later after fainting that it was sent up to the cardiologist. And he found a very nasty enzyme. It's called troponin. And a normal healthy male has a value of around 15. Mine was 3,150.
A lot of tryptin.
A lot of troponin.
Yeah.
And so he said, get me up here straight away for an angiogram, and that changed the direction of the day, put it that way.
Okay, when the ECG was done, was that an invasive kind of thing with lots of pads all over you?
Yeah,
or was
probes,
it just
okay. A lot of kind of...
Because, you know, they have these little electronic digital things that you put your two fingers on, of both hands onto a little thing.
Yeah, I had
thing.
That as well. Yeah,
they have that.
And then, unfortunately, I have a hairy chest, so they had to kind of shave off bits of the chest.
Anyway, they decided your ECG was fine, but then this troponin was so high that something was wrong. Yeah. And then what?
Well, the cardiologist, a lovely man from Tipperary, called Hennessy, Tommy Hennessy, saw the blood tests and saw this, and he had a more detailed look at the ECG and said, get me up straight away. And they don't fully knock you out when they give you an angiogram. They gave me a strong sedative, so you're kind of drifting in and out of consciousness.
Did it ease the pain, the sedative?
It did. And then what they do is they find a strong artery, in my case, in my right arm, and they feed up this probe. And at the top of it, they can put a stent or a balloon to kind of open up the valve. So he saw straight away that there were major problems. The widowmaker, which is on the left-hand side as I'm looking at it, was 90% blocked. And the circumflex artery, which goes across the front of the heart, was 100% blocked.
So you were in deep trouble.
I was in deep doo-doo, and he stented both of those. And then he also cleared out plaque, he calls it plaque, on the other side of the heart, which was looking as if it was built up. It looks as if it was cholesterol that nearly did for me.
All right, so they put in how many stents?
Two stents.
And how quickly did the pain subside?
Immediately. As in, I woke up afterwards and I felt as if I could walk on. That's how immediate the pain was lessened. but obviously the heart attack, and he said it was an acute heart attack. This was a full ocean-going heart attack. The damage to the walls of the heart is such that I'm still feeling a little bit of tightness, about 2 out of 10 compared to 10 out of 10.
Now, I'm observing you, and you're a Slim Jim. I mean, you're not carrying any weight. I don't believe you're a smoker.
Definitely not a smoker.
So,
and I do get exercise. I like to get out on the bike twice a week. I like to swim in the Irish Sea. The weekend before, I was in the Atlantic at Inchidunny. And the cardiologist winced and said, "You're lucky you got out of that water alive." Such was the blockages in my
heart. So on the face of it, you were not a candidate. Was there anything familial that might have suggested you could be?
That's exactly it. My brother, Rory, had a heart attack 12 months ago, and it looks as if it is a familial inherited thing. And so my two other brothers are now rapidly going to get themselves.
Yeah. Now, why did you dismiss Rory's as a one-off?
Well, Rory smoked. And as a result, different environment, put it that way.
So you're saying, okay, I'm fit, I don't smoke, I'm fine, I'm not overweight, therefore it can't happen to me.
Exactly. And I've done all the right things. I don't eat that much red meat. I don't go for the big Irish fry-ups. I get regular exercise. I do like my wine and I do like my pints, but...
The red wine is supposed to be good for your arteries, I don't know.
I'm glad to hear it is, actually. and then the cardiologist said I can go back to a fairly normal lifestyle, but build up slowly in terms of exercise, not to put too much pressure on it straight away.
Okay, so for people listening, I mean, this is a very scary thing that you could be feeling. I mean, your pain had only begun seriously how many weeks before, would you say?
Only a day or two before.
A day or two?
Yeah, but it turns out, in hindsight, we're all wise. The signs were there. I remember climbing Mount Errigal in May, which is not, it's not Mount Everest. It's Errigal in Donegal. And I had to stop 3 times to get my breath. And that clearly was a sign that something was up because I do get out. You know what I mean?
Now, what's the post-operative situation for you? What do you have to do? What can you do? Can you not do?
Well, I have to. He asked me to hold off on getting another COVID jab just in case it interfered with the other drugs, the blood thinners and stuff like that. But I can get that now. I did ask him specifically, what about the great rugby weekends and the Six Nations and all that stuff? Can I have a couple of pints then? And my wife was in the company of the cardiologist and he said, well, you have to do that. So I'm allowed to go back to that sort of lifestyle. Obviously not doing the dog, as we would say.
Okay.
But the lesson is for men of my age, you may think you're bulletproof. Unfortunately, you're not.
Now, you've been back, I presume, to the doc to find out whether everything worked as planned.
Yes, he did. And he showed me some incredible videos that they took of my heart during the operation, but also the MRI and the echo and all that stuff. And we're a good place. There's 2 tiny little vessels that he's a tiny bit worried about, but they're so small that you couldn't stent them. You couldn't inflate them. So he's loading up with the statins to open up my vessels. And so I should have a fairly, hopefully, long life.
People are surprised you're back to work so quickly. You know, back in the day, if you had to have heart surgery, open heart, they'd, break your breastbone and go in. That day, for most people who have heart trouble, is gone.
Yeah.
So the stents do the job.
Yes. Also, I think for a guy like me who's kind of quite active and busy, I like work. I'm blessed with good friends and colleagues. I mentioned Kira Kelly kind of urging me to go straight to the Beacon. I like work and I enjoy the buzz of it. And I think I would kind of rot away if I just sat at home and not do stuff. I like to be mentally and physically busy.
Okay. Any exhaustion after all of this?
No. I mean, I have still a little bit of tightness in the chest, but no fatigue, thank God.
Joe Lynham, it's great to see you.
Thanks, Pat.
Thankfully, you are still here. Joe Lynham, our business editor, surviving an acute heart attack, as it turned out. Thank you very much, Joe, for coming in and explaining all of that and giving a salutary warning to others. Mind your heart. Mind your heart. And don't think you're immune.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.
Lowe sabe que a todos nos gusta ahorrar, especialmente en esta temporada. Por eso escogimos deals buenísimos para Early Black Friday. Obtén gratis una herramienta selecta de DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman al comprar una batería o un kit selecto. También tenemos árboles de Navidad preiluminados selectos desde $59.98, porque nunca es muy pronto para poner el arbolito. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Hasta agotar existencia, selección varía por lugar.